All right, here we go. It's the Troy Locker Room Chat as we are up on week number 4 of high school football. Tonight it's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RN Seed, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats. We are joined now by Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, after a week 3 win at home against Pleasant Ridge, 62-6. And coach, a lot to digest in that game, and we'll kind of break it down as we continue on here. But obviously after the week 2 game against McClouth, you had a multitude of injuries. We were talking before that game against Pleasant Ridge. You weren't quite sure what some players, or if some players are going to be ready. You had to shuffle some pieces around, but it certainly looked like no matter what you did, whatever you had to do, whatever players had to go where and do what, they seemed to answer the call against Pea Ridge.
Yeah, things were clicking for us in every phase of the game. Defense was dominant. They had well under 100 yards or maybe 80 yards of total offense. And offensively, we finally got a little bit of a run game going. We almost had 100 yards. That's pretty good for us. And then the 300 yards passing. But, you know, it challenged our kids. We've got good backups. And, you know, if someone gets hurt, it's the next man up, like you said last week. And we had some people do a good job of filling in. Had some explosive players. Caston Jasper had a big game. Of course, he's getting a lot of recognition for his numbers. But Hunter Engelman, over 100 yards receiving. Jack Hartman, 120 yards rushing and receiving. So some big performances there. And I really challenged our receivers last week, you know, to start making some plays for us. Run your routes faster. Catch the ball, then get the yards after catch. And that really showed up Friday night also. And led to a lopsided score, partly because their quarterback left the game early injured, and we know what that's like. So felt bad for them for that. Really wanted to face that kid. He's a pretty good athlete, and I wanted him to challenge our pass defense a little bit, but he got injured early, so the score kind of got lopsided.
Well, let's talk about Caston. You mentioned him, and, you know, just taking away kind of the coach aspect of it. He steps in, of course, for Gannon, who was out with the injury, but a proud papa moment for you, right? You see your son get in there, first career start, and boy, he was slinging it, 17-27, over 300 yards, 7 total touchdowns. Just, again, had to be a proud papa moment for you.
Yeah, a few too many completions and the one interception, you know, is what sticks out in my mind. But, yeah, he had a big game, and most of the people around here know that he's a pretty good quarterback, and he's just kind of waiting his turn this year. Has played some receiver for us when Gannon was healthy, and nice to know that we can kind of count on him. He knows the offense pretty well, and he's an accurate passer, and he had a pretty athletic touchdown run, actually, in the second quarter. So we didn't run him very much. He's a little different type of player than Gannon. Gannon's going to get out and run and kind of extend plays. Caston's going to kind of stay in the pocket and try to be accurate with the short passes. But he played well, yeah, and I'm sure I'm proud of him. He did a good job, and I expected him to, and we know that we can count on him if anything happens to Gannon the rest of the way.
Well, it's hard to believe. We are now coming up on week number 4 district play. We'll talk about the opponent in the next segment, but obviously the injuries were kind of the big factor after that week 2 loss against McClouth. You bounce back with the big win against Pea Ridge. How do you assess the team where we are at going into week 4's matchup?
I don't really know, to be honest with you, Brandon. I don't know how good we are. I mean, we can look good at times. We can look bad at times. I mean, we don't have one senior on the offensive line. So that's kind of, you know, it's an up and down like a roller coaster. But keep telling these guys, man, we can get some chemistry and get good by the end of the year. And then even looking ahead, man, we have all 5 offensive linemen back next year. If we can really get them pieced together and get them knowing what they're doing up front, it's really going to help us. And we're still a pretty young football team. We only played one senior last week against Pea Ridge because of all the injuries. Hopefully we'll get some of those guys back eventually and be a little bit more experienced. But I think we're growing a little bit game by game. But it was kind of hard to tell from the Pea Ridge game because it got kind of lopsided. Their quarterback got hurt. So it was a nice bounce-back win after I thought we had a little disappointing performance at McClouth. So it was nice to come back and win big on homecoming. But I really don't know how good we are right now. We'll find out a lot more about us when we talk about Horton here next, because they're a big physical team, and we'll see if we can stand up to their physicality.
Yeah, we will talk about Horton after a timeout. District play gets going, and then Troy goes on the road for this matchup. We'll talk about it after this here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Troy football coach, that is Derek Jasper, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RN Seed, Ryan and Megan Grable, also Anderson Meats as well. Troy 2-1 here after 3 weeks, and they go on the road to Horton on Friday night. First district matchup here, week number four of high school football. Coach, I had a chance to see this team in the season opener. They went to Valley Falls, and boy, they had a very good game running the football and a very big offensive line. They have had to deal with some injuries over the last couple of weeks, but at least when I saw them in that first game, 38-8 was that final. They had a kid run, Chartier, over 200 yards, but big up front. They've had some injuries, but they're going to want to run the football, and it really starts up front with their offensive line, I think.
Yes, sir. They don't put her in the air much, do they? Just line up and run it and keep everybody in the box. And quite honestly, that's been our kryptonite, not just this season, but ever since I started coaching. And I don't know. I mean, our pass defense is so good. We had some people get after quarterback last week, Jack Hartman, Colt Lucky, getting pressure, and our D-backs cover well. But we're not going to see that ball in the air much from Horton Friday night. Coach Gadwood stepped in there and kind of changed the mentality of that football team, and they do look like a better football team, a well-coached football team. I tried to actually hire Coach Gadwood about a year and a half ago to be our offensive line coach when we thought he might get a job in our district, but that didn't end up working out. So it looks like it would have been a good hire by me. We could really use him, but going to line up, run the ball at us, and not going to be anything secret about that, not going to be anything pretty about that. We're going to have to dig in and really grind with them in a physicality mode, but we didn't do that too well against McLeod after the first, we did for the first couple series, and they wore us down, and that could happen again, you know, Friday night. Definitely a contrast in styles, spread out and throw the ball a little bit. They're just going to have to run. You know, they want to control the clock and keep our offense off the field, and that would be their recipe for a victory, I would assume. Try to limit our possessions and try to control the clock and get a couple scores and make us come from behind, and they can do that. They can wind up a lot of clock and grind out a lot of clock with their run game, and they are huge, like you said, and they're backed in hard, and their offense looks like they're well coached. So, really tough opponent, and like you say, first district game, so it's very important.
Yeah, certainly battle-tested, too. They beat Valley Falls, as we mentioned, in week one, but losses to Jefferson County North, who made the run to the 1A title game a year ago, and then Jackson Heights, who might be the favorite right now to win the league. They're undefeated here through the first 3 weeks. So, again, last two games, couple of losses, but they've played two of the better teams here in the NEKL. Where is one aspect of this game where you feel like you have an advantage? Maybe what's one aspect in this game where you feel like Horton could cause you some problems?
Yeah, that one's pretty easy. I think we have an advantage in speed and athleticism on the edge and on the perimeter a little bit, and they have all the advantage up front and in the trenches with their size. And their backs are pretty good size also and pretty hard to tackle. So I think both of us are a little beat up. I'm not sure who they have injured. I don't know how many kids we're going to get back. But, man, I hope we get a couple back since this is so important now that district play is starting. Our district ends up looking like it's going to be a pretty good district. Centralia, Riverside, an impressive win last week, then us, D-West, and Horton. So, I mean, really, it could be come down to some point. You know, they got to start keeping track of points now that break ties. So, it's an important game there that we get on the right side of that margin and have that going for us. There's some ties and stuff at the end. So, like I told the kids, everybody's 0-0 kind of again. And like you said, this season is just flying by. Here we are, week four already. So, got to be ready to go Friday night.
There it is. Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, joining us each and every week, getting set for that first district game on Friday night. Troy will be on the road at Horton. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes. Good luck Friday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Brandon.